When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for May 13th, 2025. So we had some great inflationary numbers come in today. The stock market, it did okay. Also with the bond market, I thought the bond market would take off on this new CPI number. So the headlines that we had this morning was saying consumer inflation came all the way down, and I'm getting a lot of grief from people out there. They're saying, Dan, yeah, inflation isn't down. You know, here he comes again, just spouting off all this stuff. Guys, let me just show you what's on your screen right now. What does it say down there? The consumer price index declined to 2.3% in April from 12 months ago, the lowest reading since February of 2021. So this is coming directly from CNBC, folks. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. That, along with mortgage delinquencies, is this going to help the housing market or hurt it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's videos, because if you're watching this video, you're most likely concerned about what's going on over here. So that's what we're going to get to now. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this video two times a day to inform you guys what's going on here. And the reason why, I'm actually a federally licensed loan officer. I work at a federal bank and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you my information at the end. So without further ado, let's get to these things. Basically, a stagnant market rate today when we have with mortgage rates, the stock market, look at this, is down 200 points on days when we have it up 1,000 and so forth. Then you see a 40-point move, nothing really there. NASDAQ up 300 points, which is good. Some good news through here. We have Saudi Arabia up making a major investments in the U.S. NVIDIA's stock is back up to beginning of the year lows. And then you have some of these things, Trump saying he will remove all sanctions on Syria. So a lot of these are going to be conflicting on a lot of news channels this evening. So let's just get to the mortgage stuff for today. So here's what we're seeing in the bond market. The bond market was just kind of flat today. It's really not moving anywhere. People were waiting for these numbers. Okay, so some inflation numbers came out today, the consumer inflation numbers. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you guys watch my videos, I love using AI, and I use chat, is it GPT? I think it is, GPT. And I usually take these headlines and I plug them in there and say, you know, decipher this for me and give me something like kind of, you know, nice to read. But if you're seeing through here, I got a lot of grief earlier today when I kind of mentioned this, but I said something about, you know, inflation's at a 4 or 5 year low. People were just blasting me. Check out the descriptions down below. You'll see. The consumer price index declined to 2.3% in April from 12 months earlier, the lowest reading since February of 2021. Article posted by Dan Frio. No, that wasn't me posting this. It was some guy on CNBC. So folks, it wasn't me coming out with the data. It's right through here. The good news is inflation is coming out quite a bit. So here's our ChatGPT numbers. When you go through this, basically here's all I said. Just show these results that I put up through here in basically a form so we can just compare side to side. So what have eggs done since the last reading? Well, they're down 12%. We have food at home down 0.04%. Meat and poultry down 1.6%. Look, here's the nice thing. Shelter up 0.03%. Well, this has been teetering around 0.3%, 0.2%, 0.4%. But what the Federal Reserve is using, they're using a figure here of about 7%. So if you take this month over month at 0.3, you're about 3 or 4%. Why that's a big issue is this makes up 40% of the consumer inflation numbers. So when this number really catches up to what it really is today versus how the Federal Reserve monitors it, you're going to see inflation tumbling, but we still have that tariff thing to contend with. Okay, so that's what we're seeing. So basically, a lot of these things are coming right in at point. So that's good news for the economy. Now, let's get a bit of mortgage delinquencies. Now, here's another piece of the puzzle where you're going to read these and you're going to have people saying the mortgage delinquencies, it's going crazy. Foreclosures are going to flood the industry because you're going to have, oh, how's it going? The tariffs are going to be so bad that it's going to cause a recession and everybody's going to lose their job and then da, 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 da. So if it happens, you know, maybe we'll go with it at that point. What's most likely going to happen, most likely, is the market's just going to be stagnant again until we have more and more homes or rates come down to push out those with low rates back into the market. You're not going to see a crash, folks, because there's not enough homes. Now, is there a difference in maybe areas like Florida, Austin, and a couple pockets in the country? And I mean pockets. Yes, it could happen. Okay, but I'm not going to go out there and say the whole world's ending because you're going to have one or two markets that might be, you know, getting devastated. And a lot of the reasonings is, you know, maybe it went crazy during COVID, or maybe just insurance costs and things like that are making it really difficult. Like Florida, so a lovely place to live. But, you know, if you have a condo down there, you probably spend a lot of money in renovations and the insurance is getting crazy. So let's go over to mortgage delinquencies. So we take this, and again, I don't really want to pay attention. Okay, here's the data, and it's going to show me all these charts. What is the real data? So we take that, and we plug it into ChatGPT. Now, here's what it's coming up with. Here's the unique thing behind this. Here is history. Going back to 1995, we haven't had this low of foreclosures kind of in history other than these times through here. Well, the reason why this was here, and I used to bring it up in videos that people would ban me from. They're like, I'm like, folks, you're not seeing any foreclosures because there's a, you can't foreclose. There is a moratorium on foreclosures. So you can't foreclose. So now you're starting to see it uptick, but people have so much equity built in between this time and that time, you're most likely not going to get foreclosed on unless you just never made a payment in the last 3 or 4 years. And then maybe you break even or come out a little bit underwater, but that's what you're most likely seeing. So is this going to be detrimental to the housing market? Absolutely not. So here's my perspective. We're going to see a lot of this shaking out over the next couple weeks. Probably in the next month or two, a lot of this starting to get settled. Here's the most common sense on how this should work out. A lot of these tariff things should be worked out by then. Just look at the China thing. We now have 10% tariffs kind of across the board. Last month, we picked up $16 billion in tariff money. Okay, that's going to start pushing over to our national deficit and start paying that down. Remember, we never had this money before. This is my thinking, folks, so just bear with me. So that's going to bring down the deficit over time, plus Doge and all this other stuff. You can completely disagree with me, and you're more than welcome to post that down below. This is my thoughts. So that's going to really help the situation. So let's go back in pre-COVID. We had growth rates in the United States, which was good. You had inflation at 2%, kind of where we are now, and you had the federal funds rate, which was about 2% or 0%. Okay, so mortgage rates are never going to get to 4.5% or 5% because why? The Federal Reserve has the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%. So until that gets to at least 3%, you're never going to see mortgage rates any lower than probably 6, 6.5. That's the true making behind what's going on with mortgage rates. So until the Federal Reserve really makes a move, you're going to see little pivoting, you know, back and forth with mortgage rates. You might even see this get down to 6.25, 6.375 in a good market, but you're not going to see it move much lower than that until the Federal Reserve kind of makes its move. What's it waiting for? Tariffs, the unemployment rate, and all the things that we talk about on a daily basis. So that's what we want to talk about there. Let's get over to here. We do have a former Fed official talking what he thinks the markets are going to do. So let's talk that. And then we do have some numbers coming out on Thursday. That is producer inflation. I'm going to show you how that comes back. And then we're going to tie that in with the consumer inflation. That's going to give us more of a predicate of what these tariffs are starting to do with producer prices. But let's see what one of the former Fed officials has to say about the current state of the market right now.
Let's bring in the former Dallas Fed president and former U.S. Trade Representative Richard Fisher to discuss. It's nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. I was deputy U.S. Trade Representative, not U.S. Trade Rep.
Our bad. We like to give promotions around here. It's just the way we roll. But it's good to have you nonetheless. Okay? Your qualifications speak for themselves. Let me ask you this. I almost feel like every question you ask a guest today versus last week has to be different, whether it's about the Fed, whether it's about recession, whether it's about almost anything, the trajectory of the market, the economy, and what have you. Do you think Jay Powell today is thinking about things differently than he was just last week?
I think you have to be careful, Scott, to form immediate judgments. This is good news. The best part of it is Scott Bessent is now at the helm, and there's rationale that's being worked into this, but it's too early to tell. You can't.
Did you hear that? He mentioned Secretary of State Bessent by name, and he said, thank goodness we have him in place. So even the Fed officials and the markets like him. That's good news there.
Instantly analysis. To me, as you know, never really works. Instant reaction is not the best thing on the planet. So I think we have to wait and see what the consequences are.
I mean, that seems to be the words of the moment, right? He said those exact words or variations of like 20 times, right? Mm-hmm. During the news conference. Which way, I guess it boils down to, let's see if they wait and see, and then they have to make a decision. If the unemployment rate goes up and inflation remains a little bit sticky, you know, despite the CPI today, which way will they lean? They seem to be unable to answer the question because right now it's unanswerable. But what will they do?
Okay, we're going to stop it here. If you guys would, just pause the video. Let me know what you think he's going to say down there. Is he going to give us constructive criticism saying, you know, here's what they most likely should say? Or is he going to get the, you know, scapegoat as well saying, oh, they're going to wait on this and that? That's why I try to come out on a daily basis, giving you some kind of insight. Yeah, it's my projections and my projections only, but this, I'm at least trying to give you guys some direction. Let's see. Hopefully you made your vote down there. Now let's go over and see what he has to say.
Well, it's unanswerable. Like I just said, they're like any business. Still can't tell. We have a 90-day reprieve here, which is welcome. We hope it'll be a good time to negotiate things down even further. But how can you model this out, Scott, if you don't know what the variables are? And I think they're going to wait and see. It's quite possible they may even wait and see as far as September.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. So he's also saying he doesn't know, which is fine. So that's when you have a lot of, you know, I try to come out here and tell you the truth behind things. When you have somebody coming out and saying, here's what's going to happen. They don't know. He doesn't know. He's former Fed official, and you even have the Fed that doesn't know. So I'm trying my best to keep track of this for you guys each day and every day, and just showing you guys how I do it. So if you find confidence in kind of the videos that I have, and now you're looking to buy or maybe refinance your home, here's where I come into play. So like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report 2 times a day to inform you guys mortgage products, how to, you know, negotiate things, do things. We even have stock talk that we talk about stocks, bonds, and ETFs every once in a while. So my whole goal is education. So if you're out there and you're really trying to buy that first house, or you're looking to refinance and it's a little bit confusing, you want some guidance and you want, you know, a quote from up to 30 different lenders, I'll show you how we do it in and all that stuff behind the scenes. All you need to do is right above my head, you can put in your application. You can schedule a consultation with us right here. You can even give us a call right through there. We also have several videos down below and over 3,000 videos on our YouTube channel. Some of the ones that we handpicked were right through here. If you're a homeowner, you want me to kind of track that interest rate for you, so the next time we have a big dip in mortgage rates, you can take advantage of it. Check out this video. Home buying 101's here. If you're a disabled vet or you need some, you have some credit challenges and you want to see what system I personally use, check this out. I walk you through it, how to use it, and how I did things when I had some credit issues. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Hope to see you back here at the opening bell tomorrow to see how this mess starts another day, folks. Take care. Have a great evening, folks. Bye-bye.